7 seconds to go. We need a Minneapolis miracle. Case on a deep drop. Steps up in the pocket. He'll fire to the right side. Off by Diggs. Stay in
bounds. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
At the 30.
No. 10. Touchdown. Are you kidding me?
Miracle finish.
It's a Minneapolis miracle. Oh, my God. No way. Oh. What a miracle finish.
Hey, welcome to the State of Purple podcast. My name is AJ Munzer. That's Jack Day. Okay, fine. We'll get rid of this, right? Right. Sorry. Tis the season, Jack. How are you, my man?
It is. I'm excited. I'm looking forward to a Sunday night out of the bye primetime game for Kirk Cousins and Mike Zimmer and company. It's going to be a fun one. I'm hoping you wear that same mask up in the press box on Sunday night, but I'm looking forward to kind of diving into this one a little bit deeper because the similarities, I've talked about this matchup a couple times already this week, and the similarities between both of these teams are, it amazes me, just kind of digging deeper and seeing the styles that these teams play. Both have underrated, but I want to say dark horse MVP candidates. I don't know if Kirk Cousins is necessarily quite as high up that list as Dak Prescott is. But two quarterbacks that have shown that they can play at really elite levels, and they're both playing some pretty solid football right now. But we'll get into this a little bit too. We might not even see Dak Prescott.
Yeah, interesting week as far as that has gone on so far. Yeah, I don't know if they would let me sneak that mask through security, and unfortunately I'm not going to be able to find out because I'm not going to be at the game. I'm going to be trick-or-treating with my little boys. But we're going to set up the 20-foot inflatable big screen in the front yard and project the game for all the neighbors. So we'll spend plenty of time watching, and I'm still going to be covering the game, but we're also going to be doing it while we trick or treat. Are you dressing up this year, Jack?
Yeah, I actually have a smaller gathering on Saturday, tomorrow night, with some buddies, and didn't really know what I was going to be. Kind of went through my closet and remembered I do have a Tom Brady jersey, so I'm leaning towards going off the look of Tom Brady getting off of the boat last year after the Super Bowl parade, where he was a little bit intoxicated. But yeah, I think that's the look I'm going with right now because it's cheap and super easy for me. So
no, that'll be a good one. Believe it or not, the marshmallow mask is not mine. That's my 7-year-old son's, and he decided he didn't want to be marshmallow anymore as of 3 days ago. So we got him a new costume. So that might be all we see of marshmallow this year. But we'll save that costume maybe for next year, because the way that it works is they don't do returns the closer you get to Halloween. So we're stuck with the marshmallow mask. But I'm sure we'll see Jack on TV, on social media. And if you are at the game on Sunday, a bunch of people dressed up in Halloween costumes, Vikings themed Halloween costumes, cowboy themed, and just some whatever kind of Halloween costumes you want to wear. So it'll be kind of a fun game. I don't love the fact that it is on Halloween because I have little boys and I want to go trick-or-treating with them. So I don't have that ability or that desire to be at that game, but I know a lot of people do. Speaking of the little boys, I have one right next to me who is not wearing his shirt and wanting me to sign him up for something on Roblox right now. You're going to have to wait a second. Okay, I'll be done in just a little bit. Can't make it up. Working from home resets his game right in the middle of the podcast. Would you go find something else to do right now? Thank you. Appreciate it. So Sunday night, Dallas Cowboys coming to the Minnesota Vikings in US Bank Stadium. Dak Prescott, you mentioned, is the big question here. He strained his calf towards the end of, what was it? It was 2 weeks ago because they had the bye. Towards the end of their game 2 weeks ago, he strains his calf. Didn't think it was much of a deal back then. Didn't think it was going to be much of a deal coming out of the bye. But here we are, just a couple days removed, from that Sunday night game, and we still don't know if Dak Prescott's going to be there. He was limited in practice. He was present in practice. And even if you look at Twitter as we speak, Friday morning, afternoon, whatever it is, there are reports coming out that say people don't think he'll play and people think he will play. It really does decide the difference in this game as far as the Minnesota Vikings' outcome may be, as far as that goes, but a very different Dallas team with Dak or without Dak, Jack.
Yeah, I agree. And I think one thing, kind of just to say this at the beginning, last year the Vikings also played a Dak-less Dallas Cowboys, and everyone on Vikings Twitter, the fan base, were like, oh, it's an easy win against an Andy Dalton-led Cowboys team. Vikings ended up losing that game. But I do think, obviously, it's an entire different team without Dak Prescott. We've seen, this is a weird one too, with the quarterback position, how it impacts like the running back position. Ezekiel Elliott kind of fell off the face of the earth last year when Dak Prescott went down. This year, he's been on a tear getting Dak Prescott back. So it is a weird one. I know, I think it was like the PFF injury guy said something along the lines of he doesn't expect him to play. There are reports Dak Prescott doesn't strike me as a guy that's not going to play if he can play. But obviously, you saw what happened in Dallas last year. They were not the same team without him, even though they did beat the Vikings without him. But you can't risk losing a guy like Dak Prescott. He is kind of the centerpiece to that entire organization right now. And I don't know, they saw a very scary injury with his ankle last year where it was like everyone was saying prayers for Dak Prescott because he snapped his ankle. It was a disgusting injury that was played on Twitter more than it probably should have been, but it was a little bit gruesome. So they're a different team without him. I think either way, Dak Prescott or no Dak Prescott, I have a weird level of optimism going into this game. I was talking to Ryan Donaldson yesterday up at the office, and we both felt the same way, which is weird because it's a 3-3 Vikings team that really hasn't proven much yet. Going up against a Dallas Cowboys team that's only loss is against a team that's playing extremely hot right now in the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Yeah, it's a situation where Dallas is beatable, right? I mean, they're not a perfect team, but they are a very dangerous team. They can do a lot on offense, and they have shown with Trayvon Diggs on defense they can do a lot as well. But it is an interesting situation where they're vulnerable. They have that loss to the Bucs. I forget who they played their last game, but that was the game that they were down. I mean, they were.
Yeah, it was New England, I believe. Mac Jones and New England is who they played.
New England. I mean, think about that. They were down, ready to lose that game, and they storm back and get a last second win right before the bye. So you have an opportunity there. But early on, Jack, people thought that the Dallas Cowboys were like the real deal. They're 4 weeks into this season. People thought that they might have been one of the teams in the NFC to beat. Do people still feel that way? And then let's flip it reverse there. How do we feel about the Vikings and whether they're the real deal playoff team contender as we go down the stretch of the season here?
I think at the end of the day, Dallas is a playoff team. I don't think we're going to see another team, especially kind of with the falling off of the Washington football team. I don't see another team coming out of that division and making the playoffs. They're already sitting at 5-1. It's the NFC East. I know there's jokes at the beginning of the year that, hey, maybe the NFC North is the new NFC East. I don't think that's necessarily the case. The Giants, the football team, and the Eagles have all not looked very good. And we have seen some good football out of the Dallas Cowboys. So I think they are legit. At the very least, they are a playoff team. I think because they have this narrative that they are America's team, I think there's a little bit more playoff hope for them than what I would give them credit for. I don't know if they're necessarily Super Bowl contenders or not, but I do think they're going to make the playoffs. I do think they can make some noise. And flipping that over to the Vikings side, I do think that the Vikings have a chance to be legit, and the Vikings fans are going to find that out in the next 4 weeks because we've talked about it leading up to this show. It's kind of a brutal stretch, but the last time we talked to each other, we were like, this doesn't look pretty. Now, after a bye week and getting to watch other games across the NFL, we're seeing teams like the Cincinnati Bengals absolutely whoop up on the Baltimore Ravens, which I don't think anyone was expecting that to happen. The Chargers just lost to the Baltimore Ravens pretty badly. So they're starting to look like they're a little bit more winnable games. If the Vikings can come out of the bye hot, which I know is a big ask because that doesn't frequently happen for the Minnesota Vikings, I think it could look like a new look team, like a potential playoff run team. And kind of going back and forth, I just want to reiterate kind of what I said at the top of the show. They're two teams that are built so similarly, with they both have top five running backs and they want to establish the run. I think they both have very good quarterbacks that don't always get the credit that they deserve. And then they have a absolute just star loaded wide receiver duo on both sides with Amari Cooper and CD Lamb, and then Justin Jefferson and Adam Thielen on the other side. So I think they're both very similar. I think we're going to see some fireworks, especially if Dak Prescott plays on Sunday night.
Yeah, no, it'll be interesting. And, you know, obviously we talk about Dak's injury. We talk about the stance that the Cowboys have right now. They clearly have bigger aspirations than just winning a Sunday night football game. They want to go to the playoffs. They want to play deep into the playoffs. And keeping Dak Prescott healthy is going to be the key. So when there was a quote that came out earlier this week when Dak said, basically, if this was a playoff game, I would play. it started to strike fear into people's minds. Like, why would he say something like that? Because this isn't a playoff game, so does that mean he's not going to play? You start reading between the lines, trying to figure things out. And then you have this Las Vegas line, this line for Las Vegas that shifted 4.5, 5 points in the last like 48 hours to favor the Minnesota Vikings by 2, 2.5 points. Usually that means somebody in Las Vegas knows something. It means that somebody knows that Dak may or may not play, or that something else has shifted, and it gives the Minnesota Vikings an edge that they didn't necessarily have 48 hours ago. So it's a unique situation. When we talk about the Vikings being the real deal, Jack, clearly you had kind of alluded to this, but when we look at those losses that the Vikings had, specifically the Arizona Cardinals loss and the Cincinnati Bengals loss, those don't look quite as bad as we thought they did. Clearly, we knew that Arizona looked good, but when it comes to the Bengals, we thought that the Bengals were going to be a bad team. They're top of the AFC right now. Then they're, like you said, whooping up on the Baltimore Ravens. So having an opportunity there to look back at those games in hindsight and say, okay, maybe those teams were a little bit better than we thought. Maybe we're a little bit better than we thought. How do we carry that into the second half? You know, not quite second half, more than second half, but after the bye portion of this season for the Minnesota Vikings. That's going to be interesting, and no better way to make a statement than on Sunday Night Football on Halloween night against the Dallas Cowboys, a team that people think are the real deal. Kirk Cousins. You mentioned that he's very similar to Dak Prescott. He continues to have, you know, a top 10 fantasy football season, a top flight NFL season, and he continues to be a quarterback that is moving the ball up and down the field. The last minute drives that he's had, hopefully they don't have to worry about that. But I think that Kirk, even against Trayvon Diggs, who we'll talk about next, has an opportunity to do some things against this Dallas defense.
Yeah, I agree, and I think we are going to see that. I said something along the lines, playing with some words, with it being spooky Halloween Sunday night game. I don't know if you've seen the Sunday night preview where they have the Kirk Myers bit with the Michael Myers face. I said something on my podcast on Wednesday and just said, I have a weird sense that this is going to happen, where it's going to be a Michael Myers type performance and he's going to stick a dagger in this Dallas defense. I think with the way that the style that Trayvon Diggs plays, obviously everyone sees the stat line. He has 7 interceptions through their first 6 games. That means he is one of the most aggressive cornerbacks in the National Football League. And I think he will tell you that. People that watch more film than you and I will also tell you that. And Justin Jefferson was on an interview with Richard Sherman, and they were talking about how both Jefferson and Trayvon Diggs are ball hawks. I think that's going to be another storyline worth monitoring. I'm sure the Stephon Diggs Minneapolis Miracle, that's going to get shown several times with Trayvon Diggs, his younger brother, coming to US Bank Stadium, trying to cover Justin Jefferson. I think Justin Jefferson has the edge in that matchup. You look at the list, I'm not trying to downplay the Cowboys 5-1 record, but like you said, they've played some quarterbacks that are going to make mistakes. Kirk Cousins has 2 interceptions, I think, on the entire season. He's a lot more accurate quarterback. And I think if Clint Kubiak can dial up some double moves for Justin Jefferson, I think you're going to be able to get Trayvon Diggs to bite on those. And I think Kirk Cousins could have a fantastic night. I think this is another Dustin Baker tweet, more than likely. But it was something along the lines of Dak Prescott during primetime and Kirk Cousins during primetime. And believe it or not, their stats are eerily similar. So it's not saying that Kirk Cousins has been bad. He just hasn't been able to go out and get those wins on Sunday Night Football. I think he has a good opportunity to go out and do that on Sunday night and kind of just shut down. I'm not necessarily saying these narratives are going to be shut down for once and for all, because that's just not the case with the Minnesota Vikings. Right. That's going to continue. But if he can kind of start to continue to quiet some of his doubters, I think he's started to do that this year with some of the game-winning drives that he's put out. Now go out and let's shut down this primetime narrative and show that, hey, you belong, you can do this when the brightest lights are on you. He can go out and do this, and I think we are going to see that. This stems going all the way back to training camp when we had the conversation where it just looks and feels like a different Kirk Cousins, and I think we're going to see that on Sunday night.
Yeah, hopefully. And obviously, you talk about Trayvon Diggs and you talk about the opportunities. When you are an overly aggressive defensive back, you have the opportunity there to take advantage of that almost as much as you have the opportunity to be bitten by it. I don't know the exact numbers, but I know that, you know, everyone talks about the interceptions, the touchdowns, you know, all the things that Diggs has done as far as, you know, record setting and you know, jaw-dropping statistics. At the same time, he's allowing a lot of yardage, a lot of players to get things done and move the ball across the field. People overlook that because of the phenomenal ball hawking ability that he has. So take advantage of that. Sometimes you choose to go to the opposite side of a field against a defensive back. Sometimes you go right at them. And with the opportunity, then whoever he's on, whether it's Jefferson or Thielen, to just target the other guy, you got two really good wide receivers. You know, like you said, the Cowboys have the same sort of situation with Cooper and Lamb, but you have multiple options for Kirk Cousins. He's proven that he can spread the ball around. Both these teams, like you also mentioned, Jack, have pass catching running backs that can get involved in the passing game. So there should be no shortage of yardage. There should be no shortage of points in this game. I think, is this the game? I think it has the highest over and over under on the week as far as point total. It's going to be it should be. We've seen what should be happen and what should be not happen many times with this Minnesota Vikings team. So you have that opportunity for a lot of points, a lot of entertainment, and a lot of high-flying offensive gameplay. Fantasy football managers love a game like this. They hate that it's on Sunday night, but they love the fact that it is there and there are going to be a lot of big names and a lot of points scored. Let's see if that happens. But you have teams, again, we're watching the health of Dak Prescott, but for the Minnesota Vikings, primarily they are getting back and getting healthy. Michael Pierce officially ruled out. That was the news today, earlier this morning. He is out of this weekend's game. We have a doubtful for Patrick Jones Jr., and then a questionable on D.D. Westbrook. But as far as Adam Thielen, Justin Jefferson, Dalvin Cook, Anthony Barr, the guys that we've been monitoring for the last couple weeks, those guys are healthy, expected to play. That's a big bonus for the Minnesota Vikings.
Yeah, it's exciting. The Vikings have all of their superstars. I say all of, obviously, Patrick Peterson was placed on IR, and that's going to certainly be worth monitoring, especially if Dak Prescott does play, if they have their true signal caller back there. The Vikings and Dallas, I think both teams are beatable through the air, especially. It's going to be interesting to see how, I think I've read reports, I don't remember if it was Andre Patterson that was mentioned this, one of the defensive guys for the Vikings mentioned that it's been a different Cameron Dantzler over the last couple of weeks. He seems like he's more dialed in. He's had some comments in his own press conferences kind of talking about, I'm pretty sure he said something along the lines of Grandpa Patrick Peterson, the old man, kind of giving him some advice. We've known that Cameron Dantzler has the talent. He's fun to watch. He's good in run support. And we've seen Bashaud Breeland start to play a little bit better over the last couple of weeks too. So that's going to be an interesting thing to monitor. And then just going off of the injury news a little bit more, I guess this isn't necessarily injury news, but it does sound like your guy, Kini Nwangu, is going to get a chance to return some kicks, which is going to be entertaining. I don't know if we're going to see a ton of him, but obviously when the Vikings released Amir Abdullah, I think that kind of opened up a window for him. Maybe we'll start to see some gadget type plays for Nwangu, the rookie out of Iowa State. That is exciting because when you look at his athletic profile, there's just not a lot of guys that come into the NFL and have the athletic profile that he has. He's blazing fast. Just kind of another element to this Viking. I'm not saying Justin Jefferson, Adam Thielen, Dalvin Cook are slow, but bringing a guy that has like that top-notch speed that this offense doesn't have, I think it's certainly something worth monitoring. And I would not be surprised if there's a couple play calls out there that are geared towards his play style.
Yeah, there's not a lot of slow people in the NFL. I mean, there are, but there's a reason when a guy like Nwangu comes into the league, people talk about his speed. It's a difference. There's a noticeable difference. We heard it, through the offseason programming, but you now have this opportunity to get him out there. And with D.D. Westbrook potentially out, with like you mentioned, Amir Abdullah release, there's going to be punts that returns available, kick returns available. They're going to mix him in and get him involved in some sense. But we've seen they treat these guys a little bit with kid gloves. They are rookies. You know, we saw it with Christian Darrisaw, got him in on field goal unit, got him in on part-time offensive snaps. So don't expect to see a ton of Kenny, but at the same time, if we see him, we're going to get a little taste. We're going to see what he can do. Maybe we'll see some of that speed in a good way and be able to benefit going forward as we plan out for the rest of the season. Jack, any predictions real quick? I know you said you were feeling pretty optimistic. optimistic about this game, whether Dak is in there or not. Any point predictions? Any thoughts on how this game might play out in your eyes?
Yeah, I have two predictions, and I'll start out. I do think this is a big game for Kirk Cousins, and it just feels like it's Halloween night under the brightest lights, Sunday Night Football. They get to see the Chris Collinsworth sliding and all that fun stuff. This is the type of game where it just feels like a wide receiver is going to just explode onto the scene. And obviously, Justin Jefferson, Adam Thielen have done that several times. I'm leaning towards this being a Justin Jefferson game. I don't know why. I just have a feeling that with that matchup, if it's going to be him matched up with Trayvon Diggs, he's going to want to expose that because he's been all over Twitter. He's the guy, because he has that star on his helmet, it's like, hey, Trayvon Diggs this, Trayvon Diggs that. I haven't even heard his brother's name, who's very frequently, who's one of the best wide receivers in all of football and obviously has a close place to many Minnesota Vikings fans in their hearts. But that's one storyline. I think Kirk Cousins and Justin Jefferson are going to have a field day, and I think that's going to help this team get to 4-3. I predicted a really close game this week, and I said Vikings come out on top, hopefully not with the last-minute field goal, because I don't know if Vikings are going to be able to take that for another consecutive week after the last couple weeks that they've had. But I have the Vikings winning this one 33-31.
Oh, it is a close game. Your points for the Vikings are close to mine. I had a 34-24 Minnesota Vikings win. That's with Dak. I think that's a with Dak point total there for me, and it could change even more drastically in favor of the Vikings without Dak. We're Minnesotans. We are optimists. We probably should know better by now. We will probably be proven wrong one way or the other on Sunday night, but hopefully the Vikings, whatever way it goes, can come out with a victory. Jack, we'll sign off for today. We'll get to help you get your costume ready for your big party tomorrow night. I'm going to go get this knucklehead a shirt because apparently he's just not wearing shirts today. And then we'll check in after the game, hopefully Sunday night, hopefully after a Minnesota Vikings win. But we'll sign off now. This is the State of Purple Podcast. That's Jack Day. I'm AJ Mansour. We'll be back later on this weekend for another episode reacting to the Sunday Night Football game, Minnesota Vikings versus Dallas Cowboys. There he is again.
10 seconds to go. We need a Minneapolis miracle. Case on a deep drop. Steps up in the pocket. He'll fire to the right side. Off by Diggs. Stay in. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.